B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
9 o'clock hour brought to you by The Bagster. It's a dumpster in a bag. You can get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, I'd like you to check out Bagster.com so you can learn more about it on this Wednesday, Wendy's Thursday. Get a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or a classic bacon, egg, and cheese with small seasoned breakfast potatoes for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. We choose to have Ricky Bo with us every single Thursday at this time. Good morning, sir.
Always a pleasure.
It's great to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Great energy there. How do we have Ricky Bo here, though, Coach?
He is brought to us by Twin Spires Sportsbook, now live in PA. Download the Twin Spires app and unlock a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
How that is, Rick? Ricky Bo's in the house.
There you go, Jamie. How's that? It's,
there seems to be some confusion I want to clear up for people on our YouTube channel. There are no seats available to the general public next to teams' benches and stuff like that. Organizations keep some special seats for dignitaries. Like if Barack Obama called the Sixers and says, I would like to go to a game, all of a sudden they'd be able to come up with some seats right next to the bench. They could have President Obama down there on the court. And if him and Michelle wanted to come to a game, they could seat them there. Gentlemen,
Barack,
saying here,
you got to get on the Wentz wagon.
He's like, they can't sell. They're like, they're not, people are like, how can they not sell to Spike Lee? That's discriminatory or something. I'm like, it's their seats. These are their seats. They can decide. So if President Obama calls, they'll say, President, we got you set up. Please, we'd love you to come to the game. Spike Lee? No.
It depends on who you are. Money is money.
And guess what? Sixers. If it ends up being the Knicks and the Sixers.
Oh, he will have a seat.
He should. Then the company. Then guess what?
Have a seat.
If the Sixers give him a seat, then shame on the Sixers.
It probably won't be the Sixers.
Then shame on the company
maybe
that gets up their corporate
fair
seats.
Fair weather idiot.
Shame on the corporate nice. Seats.
Michael Rubin and Meek Mill had Robert Kraft with them courtside last night.
He's
an enemy of Philadelphia.
He doesn't have anything to do with the basketball.
But get out.
We're talking about the game, that's going on right now.
Why is he an enemy of Philadelphia?
Because they cheat.
Oh, he cheated against everybody.
He stole a Super Bowl from us. Screw him.
How do you get
good
that?
Good talk.
How do you get that he stole the Super Bowl from
did
the Eagles?
Did they not cheat in the Super Bowl the Eagles lost in the second half?
I don't know about in the
every
Super
player
Bowl
says they
year,
knew every fun. Single thing that was coming in the second half.
Guess
it was,
what?
It was all part of spy game.
So didn't the Bucks against the Raiders.
Most Andy Reid teams, you knew exactly what was coming. I could call the first
come
series
on, they
of
cheated.
Plays.
How many violations do they have to have? They're a cheating organization. I mean, they have a litany of. There's like six different instances. Screw them. Screw Robert Kraft. Stay away from my Sixers.
Off the path.
Yeah, we are.
Oh my gosh!
Screw
I know
him.
How Robert Kraft came in an NBA discussion, but
he's enemy of state.
Because Jamie's better.
It's in the NBA. Don't sell it. I hope the Sixers do not let. Don't give a cord light to somebody like that.
Did anybody see the Utah game? Place was mobbed.
Were they full house?
It looked full, and it was rocking last night. It just happened to turn it
well,
on.
Bob's told us about it.
What, that Utah? That's a hard place to play.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, I've been to Utah.
That place to play, watch a game.
No, I've not been there.
I've seen referees ref differently almost in Utah because it's so, it's a weird atmosphere.
Really?
You go in there and you know you're in for a mugging.
Well, I thought you were going to say like it was in Denver. They might have been all stoned or something. I don't know.
I've seen that too.
I've seen that in Broncos games.
Seriously, all over it out there, supposedly. Bob says it's very, and I've heard that from people and always going, Utah?
Oh, it's brutal.
Like, well, Utah's they don't have a lot going on. I was going to say, when something
I know that. If it's not ski season, they're sort of screwed.
Yeah.
Unless you like hiking up in the mountains.
Am I right or wrong? I remember flying into Salt Lake City, and you cannot go into Salt Lake. Into the
you can
the lake.
Go salt. Oh, into the lake. I don't believe you can.
Apparently you sink.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think I did
the
read
salt
this one
content
time flying
is so
into
high
there.
That
yes.
you sink. I don't know. That's all I heard. I heard this.
That sounds like
I heard it
legend.
On the plane.
Jamie, Is this an urban legend?
We're going I've always already Googled
Jamie's
it.
Jamie's already Googling.
It says, yes, the salt level in the Great Salt Lake is high enough to make a body float. However, to get out to where the water is deep enough to see if you can float will take time. The water is only ankle deep for a quarter to a half a mile.
Wow.
Well, I guess that's why
a quarter
you don't
to a half a mile
is
ankle deep?
Yeah.
That's why you wouldn't swim in it, I guess.
Yeah, so.
You'd
have to. Yeah. But sinking, that would seem like quicksand. What are you supposed to do in quicksand? If you ever find yourself...
Don't panic?
Correct.
Because when you start panicking, it opens up the bottom more and you go down
deeper.
And
that's when people die.
See that?
You're supposed to not...
sit there?
No, you try to stay as still as possible and you actually float.
You kind of try to float above to the top.
You float. But if you panic, you start stirring up the...
Right,
space.
And
that's
you down.
Guess what? That's not going to keep me from panicking if I'm in quicksand. Yeah. Unfortunately, great advice, John.
By the way, somebody picked me up on this. Bob, you could, and I'm sure you guys. Look, I watched, you know, obviously I was doing the Phillies last night, so out of my left eye, I'm watching, you know, the Sixers. That game was over when it started.
Yeah.
But that's how I feel about the first round of the playoffs. It should be like that.
Yeah.
So why do they have so many teams in the playoffs?
Money.
It's a good
wow.
I mean, TV ratings.
I was looking for Bob to come up with something witty there. Nothing.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just like baseball. Why are they expanding? More teams in, more fan involvement, more money, as Jamie's saying. It's all of that. Rarely, you're not, I think they showed on the TV the other day, there was what, eight times an eight seed has beaten a one seed in the history of the NBA?
Eight times.
It doesn't happen all
it doesn't
that
happen
often.
Right, but yeah. I mean, you look at like hockey, which I think is the best playoffs there is, because anybody could beat anybody.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, you have that in a little bit more intensity. You can almost see the games at times in the NBA kind of, once a game gets out of hand, it's kind of like run and gun type situation.
See, I always hear that from people. Well, hockey's the best playoffs, okay? But, and I understand your point.
Football
is
good, too,
though. Eight can be. I like football more because more deserving teams are in the playoffs. I don't like the fact that you can be a mediocre team all year long and then get a hot goalie and you can go and you can win.
The Giants, Giants against the undefeated Patriots. Mediocrity against greatness.
Well, 9-7, 10-6.
9-7 is mediocre.
Yeah, but 9-7 teams make the playoffs all the time. I mean, it's rare.
Well,
that's rare
in
hockey.
Well,
you're still getting
Eagles.
They still conference. Were one of the top six teams in the conference to make the playoffs.
Okay, fair.
I mean, that's you're still one. I mean, it's not you're not talking about putting in.
But I mean, in basketball, you know the best teams are going to move.
I like. Seeing,
I mean, let's face it. We're all waiting for the Sixers and the Nets.
Yes,
I want the best teams. I want when I'm watching the playoffs. I don't want the upsets. I want to see the best teams advance.
Yeah,
I love upsets.
See, I don't want to. I want to see.
Get so
you just said Sixers Nets. I don't want to see.
Well,
I want to see
happen.
That series. I want to see that series. I don't want to see an upset.
Well, I understand that, but basketball, the upsets really don't happen that often. Bob even just said it.
It's weird. I find myself loving dominance in sports, but if I turn on a game that I have no rooting interest, I root for the underdog. I root for the team that's behind.
Yeah, I'm like that.
I root for who's playing the team that I hate. So, like, if it's easy, who's playing the team that I hate? So, if I turn on a game, like if I see the Nets.
Right.
On my TV. Who's playing the Nets? I'm rooting for that team.
Why do you hate the Nets so much?
Because I do not like the narrative of the
they bought their
super team. And I also, I'm not a Harden fan. What he did, I thought was completely unprofessional.
Okay.
What he did to his teammates and the organization in Houston.
All right, it's fair.
So I just am not a fan. I didn't want him here.
I love that he ate his way out of a city.
He did put on a couple pounds, huh?
He
definitely did.
He was really committed. He was committed.
By the way, our hour is brought to you by Wiggins.
It's an interesting strategy. What he did there. Okay. Not a great week for Joe Girardi. Again.
Well, for the team.
Well, I understand. But not again for Joe Girardi. We got into the whole discussion yesterday about there's no... People are like, he had to lie. There's no he wasn't lying. And he was lying about the Bryce Harper situation. I have no idea why he would have come out on Monday and said, no, it's not an injury situation. Not at all.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. The beat writers, as Bob would know, try to read. Well, they can't really read between the lines. They might in their own mind, but they have to listen to what is given them, right? Isn't that what you basically
correct.
Have to do when you were doing that? Now, in my job, I get to read between the lines, and it's very simple that even when he said the other day that, oh, yeah, Bryce was ready to hit, Bryce was in the dugout with his pullover on with no jersey underneath.
Right.
He was not ready to hit. He wasn't going to hit. He was obviously injured days before that. It doesn't bother me. I mean, you have to...
When he says it's not, quote, it's not an injury situation.
No, he said it wasn't his shoulder.
No, he said injury situation.
He said it
too,
wasn't
though.
His shoulder. They asked him about the shoulder. Because his...
He said no.
Jamie, by the way, I heard yesterday ripping him apart saying it was the...
Wait a minute, though. He said this is not an injury situation. I'm reading the quote. It's not an injury
All right,
situation.
Well, maybe I was wrong in that.
No, he did say about the shoulder. No, there was another quote
that
about
was
the
asked
shoulder.
About the shoulder.
No, there wasn't anything of that. But he says it is not an injury
then he lied.
Situation.
He lied.
Why though?
Because he didn't want the other teams to know that Bryce was possibly available off the bench. And
seriously?
I'm rolling my eyes as we do this.
A competitive. Like he says, yeah. The whole thing is, why wouldn't you just say, guys, you know what kind of competitor Bryce Harper is?
Yeah.
He's trying to work through something right now, and we admire it, man. This guy wants to be in there.
I think that would have been a great answer,
and that's
really
the answer. Just use that
he
answer.
He wants to play, right. But you know he's got some tweaks going
but,
on.
But we'll see.
Now, a perfect example. I asked him the other day about Brandon Kinsler. Brandon Kinsler looks like garbage. He looks like he's aging.
Yes,
and he doesn't have anything on any of his pitches. Joe said, "Well, he's really working on it," and then Joe said that, and I said, "Well, could it be age? I mean, come on, Joe. I went through this at about the same age that you start to lose something." Yeah, but his velocity is still there. His velocity sucks. But maybe I'm the one who was lost in that situation. But the problem is, the real problem, and this is why I say I read between the lines, because when you look at depth, there's nothing there. So what else are you going to do? You keep him.
Is
right?
he being protective dad with you?
Who?
For him?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So he's playing protective dad on Kinsler.
He doesn't have a choice right now unless he's not going to be the one to release him. He's not going to be the one to do whatever with him. So he has to play nice, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, you do. Absolutely.
It makes sense. But, man, there's a couple guys, veterans, that I would release right now.
If you could, and you can't.
Let's start with that list. Who you got?
I have at least two. I think Andrew McCutchen. Right now has really, he's not the same player he used to be. The end.
Oh, it's the end.
Did you guys?
He had a hot month, though.
Did you peek in on last night's game by chance?
It was in the corner of my eye.
Yeah. Base hit to left field, and the guy goes from first to third right in front of him to start with, and then he decides to hold the ball like a little leaguer out in left field. And then kind of floats it in. The runner goes to second base.
So what would their option be? That's the problem.
They don't have it.
Well, he says he would do it, but they don't have anybody.
Let me put it this way. I love McCutchen.
He did have six home runs last month.
When he is hot, okay, that's fine. But, I mean, most of the season.
Oh, I agree.
Not
that
and,
good.
And the arm.
Yeah, everything in the outfield. His outfield play is
They know to just run on him. I mean, it's,
let's think about the lineup they threw out there in the last couple days because of their injuries.
It's sad.
But what did the Marlins do last night? That was a double A lineup.
Apparently, Chisholm is because even today Chisholm is not going to play and Cooper is not going to play. So they have a short bench. Good. I mean. Phillies need something because...
Well, just to split a series with them would be something.
Have you ever been around...
Well, you got Spencer Howard going. Don't sit back and think they're definitely going to split.
No, I'm saying it's a split.
I got tired running the first base.
We're getting into that. You used a line earlier, Ricky, where you said, what else are you going to do? I have never been around a professional team that... I've heard that line so much in a half of a season. Not even a half of a season.
Because there is nobody else.
Center field, what else are you going to do? The thing with Scott Kieran, what else are you going to do?
There's only so many people you could release right now. There's only so many people you could... I don't even know who's left to come up on the 40-man.
Exactly. Cornelius Randolph's the guy hitting the cover off the ball, and he's not even on
the
40-man.
He's not on
the
40 anymore.
So...
Although that could change
that,
in a
that
second.
Can, well, that change it. By, that could be yeah, done by this afternoon.
Would, I probably would take that shot right now.
So would I. 23 years old?
You have
Let's
a little
you
time. You could give him a week of play time right now.
Here's the problem, though. Then you get the people that say... But if you bring him up and he's not ready, you're going to hurt his confidence.
Not ready, my ass.
I know.
23.
I
no, I've had enough of this.
Seriously, 23. We keep raising the age of kid.
Baseball, number one, has changed, which is why a lot of times you see IQs in baseball that are horrible because they don't learn. How many times have you heard Girardi in a press conference say, oh, he's learning the position? You know what? You're learning that position. Go somewhere else and learn it.
Yeah.
You're at the big league level. There's no more learning. It's honing your skills. Garbage, I'm telling you. The whole thing stinks. The way they run the big leagues now, it really stinks. These guys should be in the minor leagues for 3 to 4 years, just like it used to be. Earn your way up to the big leagues. Not because analytics says this guy's good and he sucks. It's a bunch of crap.
Well, what do you get these people? It's the Aaron Nola crap.
It's the analytics people.
And the Aaron Nola crap. You criticize Aaron Nola. It's like, have you seen his whip and his war? And
take your whip and stick it where the sun don't shine.
What is his ERA? It's 3.8 or something.
Yeah.
But that's
which is not terrible.
But if you're a starting pitcher, just tell me your ERA. That's all I need to know.
I was released from the... My last year, I got released from the Brewers with a 4.5 ERA. And I had just given up 3 runs the night before.
What was your ERA before that game?
I think it was either a low 3, maybe.
I think ERA for relievers is crap.
It is.
It's hard for a reliever.
But back in the day, you hit a 4, you started... You know,
sweating,
packing your diaper. Yeah.
No, you're pooping your diaper because you're like, oh, I got to get my ERA back down.
Not anymore. Now you get it. Now it's excitement.
You have a 9.
Wow. As long as you turn 2 in a row,
you're good.
A 4-5-0 is a quality start. Let's not forget.
It is so sad.
Terrible.
This is
the quality start of all the poo poo stats out there. The quality start to me is as poopy as it gets.
You know
what? You're telling me 4.5 ERA.
You know what's funny? I think there's 4 guys in here. We all understand the analytics, but it's not a part of the game, the end game. And I think that's what the game has become.
By the way, I do not. I will raise my hand. I do not.
I do not
understand some of the...
Oh, no.
Some of the stats. My
whole point is it should not be used to... Okay, let's say this guy, we're going to make him X, X, and X because the paperwork I have right here from the computer tells me what this guy should be. You know what? Throw all that out. Throw all your analytics people. Get rid of them because it's not helping. As a matter of fact, it has hindered the game of baseball.
That'd be the best thing in town. Ricky Pitalico, Phillies manager.
Somebody just tweeted, so when's Rick going to take over the job?
I'd get rid of everybody.
Every day.
You're hired.
I guarantee you, Philly Sports Radio would talk a lot more Phillies.
I will tell you this much. Where it is useful is when you go into a pitcher's meeting, and they're like, I used to have John Vilkovich, you know, rest in peace.
Great guy.
And he kind of had me under his wing, and he would literally go through each hitter on every team, and every guy he would look at, because I had a A-plus curveball, which was hard to find back then. A lot of guys didn't throw them, and he would literally look at it, because he'd say, no curveballs to this guy, blah, blah, blah. You could throw a curveball, and he'd just look at me and say that, and I'd be like, all right, now I know where I stand. But we also knew tendencies. I mean, where do they hit the ball? But you didn't see everybody spreading out to different parts of the field.
And binders.
That's the other thing. This shift.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? You could shift the guys completely opposite direction, and you'd still probably get the 50-50 results that they end up with.
Ricky Pitalico teaching your young kids how to play the game. That'd be a pretty good experience for like your little league team, or
I do it with some people,
which is great. So what we're going to do is the American Association for Cancer Research, our official charity here, we're going to have our first ever mentorship and experience auction. This is our inaugural attempt at doing this. It's going to be your chance to bid on amazing experiences. Like, you want Ricky to come out and run a practice with you for your baseball team? Ricky will do it. How about a home cooked dinner with Anthony Gargano as your chef?
I thought you were going to say Ricky will do it.
Anthony Gargano as your chef.
Because you can bond over my meatballs.
Anthony cooking for you home.
Get on the phone. I'm out on the stage.
I can't blame you. How about a man date with Cooney and Lynch on a brewery tour?
I could do that.
See, that's
you're welcome to tag along if you want.
Egan's driving.
You can do that.
Yeah.
I think that would raise the price of all these
things. Yeah, I think
he doesn't drink.
No.
He doesn't know.
We have amazing experience. How about Mike Missinelli is going to take you and 2 of your buddies golfing into lunch? How about that? It's not a bad deal.
Great deal.
Not a bad deal. Be able to get on these all next week. Go to 975thefanatic.com. You'll be able to check out all the experiences that will be available, and all proceeds will go to the AACR, the official charity of the show, and we thank them for partnering with us. It's the inaugural John Kincaid Show Mentorship and Experience Auction. Cancer research saves lives. Bob and I were doing
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
It's inaugural. It just sounds good.
Yeah, as Bob and I said yesterday, it's one of our both of us pet peeves. First annual. Drives me crazy whenever I hear people say first annual.
You're assuming there's going to be another.
You assume there's that. Yeah. It's inaugural.
Inaugural.
Or the introductory.
Season.
The inaugural.
Welcome to the inaugural.
Joe in South Philadelphia jumps in quickly. Joe, bring it for Ricky. How are you?
How you doing, Val? How's everybody?
Good, right. Buddy.
How you doing, Rick? Rick, I got to ask you a question. I've been watching baseball for a lot of years, and is there any way that this game could come back?
Yeah, you really have to start spreading the analytics. Then you have to get back. In my honest opinion, you have to bring back guys that actually have baseball IQ, and role players. I think that's what else is really missing, right? The guys that could go up there and bunt, the guys that can hit and run, that could handle the barrel of a bat, right? You're going to have your home run hitters. They're gonna show up no matter where you look. They're going to show up, but you better find somebody to play some damn defense, because that is a big problem. The other thing is, if I was running a team, especially a minor league system, I would get back to guys that could pitch. Not guys that could throw. I think this has really turned into let's see how hard we could throw with a fake gun. That's what I feel like it is.
What is a fake gun?
It is a fake gun. It's out of your hand. It's arm speed.
I had a guy the other night convincing me. Are you kidding me? Four times as many guys throw 100 today that ever threw 100.
Nah, they're full of it.
I'm like, seriously?
Let me put it this way.
Really?
If I averaged, in my prime, if I averaged about, I probably averaged somewhere near 97, right? And I hit 100 quite a few times.
Right.
So what would it register now?
Oh, 104.
I would have been throwing 100.
You'd be 104, yeah, at that point. We got Ricky with us for another half hour. You want to jump in with us, too, at 610-632-0975. We have a big Thursday plan for you, Cuz Radio, Mike Missanelli Show. Don't miss it. We also tell you that Staples is evolving to Staples Connect, a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or visit staplesconnect.com. We appreciate them for being a part of the show. You want to get in with us? You can. We'll have you a chance to talk to Ricky Pitalico on the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. Okay, we've got so many things going on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. There is a heavy underdog today. $100 wins 120 if you're going to bet on the Phillies. Over-under in the game is 7 runs. You've seen the Phillies' offense lately. Pretty terrible, right? Well, the Phillies have gone under in 10 of the last 15 games. Just a little bit of a pointer for you. And the under is hit in the Phillies' games 7 of their last 9 road games. Just a few things that are going for you. We've got games with the Lakers, 7-point favorites over Phoenix, going home for game 3 of their series. Portland, a 4-point favorite over Denver, going home tonight in game 3 of their series. So these are just some of the things that are out there. So let's get down to business. Get on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code FANATIC. You can get a risk-free bet of up to $500. New customer sign up right now. Your first bet risk-free $500. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. If you got a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, Sixers with a big win last night. Tom McGinnis, by the way, some spectacular work last night.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
did a great, great job last night, Tom, bringing the juice.
We got excitement here in the center.
Yeah, it was. It was great. Sixers win 2-0 over the Washington Wizards. By the way, Wendy's, remember our Thursday sponsor. Get a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or bacon, egg, and cheese paired with a small seasoned breakfast potatoes for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. But when you do, make sure you sit out 15 minutes after eating your Wendy's breakfast. So like your parents used to tell you about swimming?
Yeah.
If Spencer Howard has to run to first base, make sure he takes 15 minutes to run 90 feet. Ricky, this thing this week has set me off. How in the world?
I'll tell you right now.
He's 24.
Spencer Howard is not going to be able to live that down. How could you run 90 feet and all of a sudden that takes away from what you're doing out on the field?
My heart rate?
By the way, this is what I'm talking about when you're a kid and when you're in high school and play different positions. I mean, seriously. This is a joke. Your heart rate, who told them that? Somebody must have said, hey, tell them your heart rate's a little bit up.
You know? Oh, yeah. Like when he was 15 years old,
what
probably.
A joke.
No, man, I think
that's
didn't.
Horrible.
Guess what? Juniors and seniors, I don't know how it is here. I haven't seen the high school baseball.
Yeah.
Juniors and seniors don't hit pitchers. Don't hit in the South.
Well, that's stupid.
It's stupid.
I was a catcher in college. I mean,
you
college
were
and,
catching,
and high school. So I pitched, I didn't pitch in high school. I just went up there and fired because nobody could hit a fastball. So
you were a thrower, not a pitcher.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely a thrower.
By the way, Rafi says that now he's almost embarrassed to say this as a grown man, but when he was a young man, a very young boy, I should say, he used to think that Ricky Pitalica was Batman.
Oh.
He used to tell his family he thought you were Batman. What is this? He thought
they had a poster when I was with the Phillies that was a Marvel Comics thing.
I had
a cape.
He says I'm embarrassed.
And it was a cartoon, and I was leading all these Marvel. It was a poster.
He says I'm embarrassed to say, as a grown man, that when he was a young boy, as a Phillies fan, he thought Ricky Pitalica was Batman. Now, if you got to be any superhero,
who would I be?
Because he just has all the toys and the gadgets. Batman's just a dude.
That's what makes him so awesome.
That's
a good question.
Batman does not suck.
I think Spider-Man.
It's pretty fun.
Spidey gets Kirsten Dunst. I mean,
flying up the side of the building. So you're thinking about it for the chicks.
How about Deadpool?
That's pretty good. But you're all mangled under the mask.
Yeah, he's all mangled under the mask. So
you're
Captain America every day of the week.
I don't know. Thor?
Are you kidding me?
It'd be pretty fun to be Thor.
Yeah, but you saw what happened when the pandemic hit Thor.
Aquaman? You could talk to the sharks.
Stop.
And stuff.
Now we're just really like stay in your lane. Aquaman.
You know what? Superman, but he seems to get his ass kicked every once in a while.
Well, keeps him real.
Well, when the average guy in the street can cripple Superman just by holding a rock?
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy.
Oh, Batman. Let's go with Batman.
Batman's a cool one.
I want to fly. I'd like to be Superman. I want to fly.
Why don't you be Wonder Woman then?
Bob doesn't want to be Wonder Woman.
They won't see. You'll be flying. They won't see your jet.
Did Superman ever get with Wonder Woman?
Probably something.
Yeah, I'll bang that.
I do not believe that they did that.
I'm sure you could find it on www.wonderlobster2.com.
Only Jamie would ask that question.
Oh, did they?
No, I don't believe they ever did that in a movie.
It would make sense, right?
The John Kincaid Show. We asked the tough questions.
Yes, exactly.
And by the way, watch Big Bang Theory just for Kaley Cuoco, would you?
I can get her elsewhere without the torture.
Not Amy Farrah-Fowler. Okay.
Yeah, no.
not Mayim Bialik.
No, I'm good at those.
Blossom.
You're Blossom.
Blossom.
Exactly. Whoa. The idea, though, that Spencer Howard, to me, it's I can't believe that a professional athlete gets winded running 90 feet.
Well, so you have to be a little concerned if this was true, that if there's a ground ball to first base, he has to sprint over to first base to catch the ball. Man, I might have to take him out after that.
This
is a joke.
To me, though, it's not. I don't believe he made up an excuse. I think it's something that he actually believes.
Serious.
And if you can't get your heart rate down, how bad condition are you in?
Terrible.
Your physical conditioning. Shouldn't everybody cardio? Every professional athlete. I don't care if you pitch.
So all we did is cardio pitchers, should be legs it. And cardio.
He's got a little chunk to him, doesn't he, Rick?
Yeah, he definitely does.
At 24 years old, how much attention were you paying to your heart rate?
None.
I'm not kidding you.
At 24 years old, I could run all the way around the stadium, come into the game, pitch, and then run to every base after that, and go back in.
It's a new world.
And then the bars afterwards.
If you pay attention to European soccer and the Union and MLS, they all wear those neoprene vests now that have the monitor in the back.
It's just stupid.
What are they called?
It's like that neoprene material that you put on. It's skin tight and it has a little monitor.
That's what that is?
Yeah, that's what a lot of soccer players use.
That's getting your heart rate?
But that can tell you your heart rate,
body
distance traveled,
like
all your metrics.
Why? So people could watch it online? Oh my God, look at his heart rate. Whoa! 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 Come on.
What the hell is wrong with our society? Bob, you do not wear one of these, do you?
No, I just had my heart rate taken the other day. It was perfect.
I'm a little hot right now.
You're a little hot when you go on that?
I love hot.
No, it's just a little hot, period.
I can't believe, though, that the amount of people, though, that are like, well, he's a pitcher. Why should he be in this cardio shape? And I'm like, he's a 24-year-old man.
He should be able to run
to first base, get you winded, and get you to where your heart rate can't get down. Then there's something wrong with your heart.
Well, that's my concern right away.
You should go to a doctor.
Yes, that should be a problem with the doctor.
Yeah. You know what? He ruined himself with one line in the mouth. He ruined himself. Listen to us.
Yeah.
Ripping him apart because of his inability to say something smarter.
I'm very surprised. Then people say, you're reading too much into it. No, I'm not.
By the way,
I'm
it's very simple.
Too much into it.
Yeah, I just couldn't get on top of my fastball that day. That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
Said there. Hey, Colin joins us from Delco. Colin, welcome into the Fanatic. How are you, brother?
Good. I wanted to ask about the Phillies' depth. I just don't think it's good enough. Brad Miller has been awesome, but I think they need more off the bench. So can Dombrowski go out and get somebody, maybe a right-handed bat?
Yeah, but
you have to buy it.
Problem
right?
is, there's nobody to.
You got
to
buy it.
Because
you don't have
a seller.
You have nothing to trade.
Yeah, but they also have no more room. Go ahead, say it, salary cap boy. Go ahead.
Luxury tax.
By the way, though,
we
went on about this one.
All right, so if they go,
he's totally John Middleton. John Middleton has been spending. John Middleton is far outspending the support that he gets
because he has no farm system.
John Middleton is outspending what he should be spending, honestly.
But it's spent in the wrong things, obviously.
Well, that can be because you know why? Because the fan base wants Bryce Harper to be your GM.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
But let's face it.
Bryce Harper saying, sign this guy. Got to sign this.
Well,
there's a lot of holes
didn't
you can
fill. Pump up Brandon Kinsler?
Harper?
Didn't he? Yeah, because
Kinsler
had a job elsewhere.
No,
right?
he did.
Isn't that the one?
Bryce Harper.
I think you might be right.
Bryce Harper was behind the Kinsler signing.
But that's still no excuse for not going over the luxury tax. If they go and get a guy that's making $5 million, they have to pay 20% of $5 million. Cry me a river.
Point being, you know what? Put this into perspective. They don't have anybody to trade.
That's their biggest problem.
Okay, people, every listener out there, listen very carefully. The people that the Phillies have right now in their minor leagues and in their major league system, nobody else wants.
You can't say just go get somebody. They don't have anything to trade.
Right, you have to have something
They do not have anything to trade.
Yeah, they could probably throw
some top 10 prospects somebody will fall for. Yeah.
But are you going to do that?
And more importantly, would you do that? Because you're ripping them for not having a farm system. If you've got anybody good down there,
they
should be under lock and key that you don't trade.
I think they're going to stand status quo right now.
I think they should. This team's not winning jack.
No, they're not.
This team isn't a contender to win anything. This team isn't.
So we're just supposed to accept it year after year after year. This is a decade of this.
You have to rebuild. You have to dig yourself out of that.
That's why Klentak was here.
Well, he screwed it up bad.
He screwed it up.
Oh, he was a disaster.
Yeah.
Yes, you're not supposed to invest in the 2021 Phillies. No, you are not supposed to go, hey, let's go all in. We can win something this year.
They looked a lot better on paper.
This team can't win anything.
Well, the farm system's not getting any better.
It will get better if you leave it the freak alone.
I don't know about that.
Don't trade top there. Prop prospects to build up to get this team to 88 wins?
And by the way, let me go a little deeper here because I've been saying this from the beginning. Michael Barkan told me, Andrew Knapp, look at how great he's playing. And my comment was, he will get exposed. And where are we with Andrew Knapp now? He's exposed. The same thing will happen to a Brad Miller. What happened to Joyce? Joyce is now 0 for what, 26, his last 26?
Oh, my gosh.
There are guys that probably shouldn't be here anymore. I mean, I'm not bashing these guys because everybody that plays in at the big league level is a really good baseball player. But to play up to an ability that is good or better than good, you have to step up. And when you start putting your bench players in as starters, they will get exposed.
Sure.
And their numbers will go down dramatically.
I think when your right fielder is your general manager,
it's a
terrible business model. Sign this guy. Sign JT.
The other thing, man.
I mean, you act like JT is like a scrub.
No, the general manager should not be your right fielder.
And a lot of GMs would have signed JT Realmuto.
Can you tell me? Tell me he was offering more than 3 years?
More than 3 years. Who got their guy?
Somebody
would have pounced.
I would say about 10 different, 12, yeah. 15.
3 years? No, 3 years. There were a ton of teams.
Sure. So that's why you guarantee them and give them five.
Jason Stark on this radio station talk about it. If it's a 3-year contract, you probably have 12 years.
All right. Well, how about the
Harper? They went five.
How about the Harper contract?
I understand.
How good is that going to be at year seven?
10 more years. No, you got 10 more years of Harper. He's horrible in the outfield. 10 more years.
Yeah, he was a 12-year deal.
Oh, no. I thought you meant 10 more good years.
You've got 10 more years.
You got three.
That contract is horrible.
I would say you have three.
Is his swing too violent to sustain a long time?
It's showing right now.
He's Tiger Woods.
Think about how many times is his back injured?
Yeah.
It's not from, walking in the park. You cannot swing the way he does at an older age.
Yeah. Guys who are really built up too, sometimes they don't really.
Well, this is getting to be number one. Baseball in general, look around at the teams with powerhouse guys like a Mike Trout. They never win. Look at Harper leaves Washington. What happens?
They won a World Series when he left.
You know why? Because they can find guys like Juan Soto. Phillies can't.
But then you also have a team like the Atlanta Braves who continually build from within.
That's the key to everything.
And have two or three guys every year.
And then they add a little bit
of you tweak in free agency. It's when the Yankees try to win. They had a down period of their farm system, and they tried to win just by spending.
Right.
And they couldn't do it. When they're successful is when their farm system is bearing fruits, and they supplement with free agency. It's the formula for success.
Then you just discounted why the Phillies shouldn't have done the JT Realmuto contract. You've just explained it.
They didn't have it.
They don't have a choice because they don't have a farm system.
They
need butts in the seats.
Show me where the butts and the seats are going to be.
Their attendance isn't as bad as you think it is.
Show me where it's going to be.
It will be sold out to the opener because it's the Yankees.
And you're also coming off of COVID, where people have been locked in their houses forever. The Citizens Bank Park has been a relative ghost town.
Not really.
You're wrong.
I'll go back to 2017.
Wait, 12th in attendance?
Well, I mean, there's...
If it's a crap product and you're 12th in attendance, I think that's pretty good.
Think about when they're good. Think about those.
Well, when they're good, it's great. Everybody's got their Phillies hats and their Phillies flags and their shirts.
I haven't heard Bob for a while.
Then ask something. Direct that to Bob. Then
he's checking his heart rate.
What is it at right now, Bob?
No, my heart rate the other day was taken. It was 72, I believe, my resting heart rate. It was perfect. Got all my blood work.
That's
pretty good. I'm in good health.
That's pretty good.
My nurse said I'll be around for another 50 plus years.
Was that before or after you pitched or ran the first base?
I walked up the steps and it was still okay.
Number one, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to an athlete that he said.
For an athlete to think you can come into Philadelphia and say that?
People aren't that. These guys aren't that smart anymore. And they're protected, they feel like. They feel like they're protected. You know what they're protected by? The analytics department.
Well, he's probably he's probably wearing his heart monitor on him.
That's ridiculous.
Now, I don't know if it's a bigger problem or not, but the way he said it willy-nilly, my heart rate wouldn't go down.
Imagine. I would go out and get smashed the night before certain games and then go in and I'd be like, oh, man.
We need some beer league softball players back in Major League Baseball.
Those are the games you're just so relaxed. It's like 9 pitches, 3 outs. You're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to do that again tonight.
Do you watch much NBA?
On and off,
On and off.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a Sixers guy or...
I root for the Sixers. I wouldn't say say the Celtics. I am the biggest... I hate them. I hate him since I was a little kid. You got to understand, Connecticut... You know what they call Massachusetts people?
I know.
Mass blacks.
I know, they do. Okay, but if they're not... Then if it's not then... Not Knicks?
No.
So you didn't have an NBA team?
You're a free agent?
I was kind of a... You remember Orlando Woolridge?
Yeah.
I was kind of a Bulls fan for a while when he went there, and then Jordan jumped on that after, so it was hard to take your eyes off of those guys. It was.
But not a...
I hated the Celtics. I used to love when the Bulls played the Celtics. I actually got to... If you remember, the Celtics used to play at the Hartford Civic Center every once in a while.
Yeah.
My good friend's mom was like a security guard. We got to sit right under the basket.
Your good friend's mom
sat right under the basket for a Michael Jordan game. It was
awesome.
You can't. Orlando Woolridge went to Notre Dame.
Yes, he did.
Jamie didn't know that.
Kelly Trepuka.
Number 32.
Paxson.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Rick, could Michael Jordan play better defense than this Phillies team?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, you mean baseball-wise?
Yeah.
No, he sucked in baseball.
you know the story with Tito Francona, right?
Yeah.
When he was with Birmingham, the whole team was going to walk out when Jordan was getting imposed on them.
Why? Well, because
they didn't deserve to be there.
Right.
And the whole team was going to walk out.
And then he brought in
Jordan
a bus.
Jordan bought the bus. Yeah. And then Jordan had to buy them a bus because the players were going to refuse to take the field.
Well, I think he could play better outfield than possibly some of these Phillies players.
He might do better on nowadays with this uppercut swing stuff, too.
How would it be, though, as a professional athlete, so you're in double-A baseball, and as a publicity stunt, they're bringing in Michael Jordan to keep his Nike contract alive.
They did it with that joke out of Florida.
Tebow.
Same thing.
Because he's a good guy, he went to double and triple.
I think he ended up hitting like 220 or something.
Let's not forget when Billy Crystal played a spring training game with them.
I don't care about exhibition games.
Yeah, he did.
So did Garth Brooks. Yeah. Russell Wilson did it with the Yankees.
I don't have any problem with an exhibition game. He was drafted.
Spring training. You know what spring training means? Nothing.
Correct.
Nothing.
Exhibition games mean nothing.
You won the Grapefruit League.
Hey, Jesus, guys. He's just throwing it out there.
You don't even get a grapefruit if you win it.
You don't?
So stupid.
There is a trophy.
Do you get an upside down pineapple?
Half your team's not there every day.
There is a trophy, though.
No, you're an idiot. Not. You're talking about baseball. You're on crack.
I'll make you a wager. There's a Grapefruit League championship trophy.
You've got to be kidding me.
Which team has the best record in the Grapefruit League? Wager?
Wendy's next Thursday.
There is a who wins... Who has the best record in the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League?
Yeah, but where's the... You said a trophy.
No, they don't like
that. It's a physical thing.
No, it is a physical thing. They do not have a thing where there's a
presentation. Where is it? Where's this trophy?
There is a trophy. I'll make it the winner.
Where is it? Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I believe I've seen it.
No, you think you've seen it.
No, I've seen the picture because I'm going to say it's in my head.
I'm going to take the bet.
Okay, taking the bet. Wendy's next Thursday.
You got it.
There we go. Wendy's next Thursday.
All right. So according to
Cactus
League, and I believe it's the Tourism Bureau of Arizona and the Tourism Bureau of Florida.
Well, according to baseballreference.com, the Grapefruit League, there is no trophy or particular recognition given to the team which finishes on top of the Grapefruit League standing. In fact, there is almost no relationships between teams' performance in these preseason contests
and
regular season
records.
You're an idiot
between.
And you don't know baseball. Why did you try to sneak that one over? I played in the Grapefruit League.
There was some tourism bureau thing that
so
they
you're
did.
So you're going to tell me they give them a cap? Cactus. No, there you go.
The cactus.
Go prick yourself.
The giant.
Unbelievable.
No, don't do that. The giant one.
Speaking of pricking yourself, how about Andrew Knapp? You think he's hurting today?
Oof.
Dude, what? Leave him alone.
I feel bad for him.
That looked awful.
Not only
he got hit two nights ago right in the jewels. Last night he gets hit in the jewels again.
Yeah.
And then two other pitches clip him. I mean, this guy, get him out of there.
When he got hit in the jewels the second time, I literally fell off my bar seat.
I didn't think he was getting
on
up.
The ground hurting myself.
Did not. How about his wife?
Oh, man.
How about his wife?
I mean, she must be like, stop.
Protect my boys.
At least they're on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
those
shots to Andrew Knapp are brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports wagers.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for the prop swap.
Gentlemen saying here, Kincaid, maybe you know about the Lee County Cup.
Lee County.
That's Lee Florida. County Cup. He sends me a thing in the email. He goes, maybe you're thinking of the Lee County Cup.
Maybe you're
the
just
Twins
not
and the Red
thinking.
Sox. No, he sends me the picture of it. He sent me the picture of it.
That's
it's
crazy.
The Lee County Cup. The Twins and the Red Sox.
So they play a what they play 10 times.
Twins
in
and the Red Sox play every. The Twins and Red Sox play every year.
You know what that's called?
What?
A participation trophy.
They play every year for the Lee County Cup. That may be what you're thinking of. I've never seen this trophy before, but the Red Sox and the Twins play for the Lee County Cup every single year.
Wait, do they play for the Lee County Cup?
I have no idea what it is.
That must be the Lee County Cup.
Never seen it. The Cactus League. I like your idea, though. The Giant...
The Lee County Cup.
I am so shocked that you thought there was a trophy for those leagues.
Well, I'm looking at this gentleman. He's saying here, and this wasn't
by the way, there are guys that play on teams with no names on their back in a lot of these games.
Yes.
No.
And that's called the Lee County Cup.
The numbers.
The numbers are the same sometimes.
68. 74.
I wore a high number once.
I think it was Lee County.
What was your highest?
86.
First year?
Why?
No,
that was in the Lee County.
I was with the Mets. They gave all the relief pitchers
that
were coming
in.
No, it was like I was 2004. I was already well in the league.
Why?
And I made the team.
Wait a minute. Why would they give a veteran player that
respect?
They gave James Baldwin when it was 87. So I don't know.
James Baldwin?
Yeah, pitcher. Also had time in.
How many years in?
We both had a lot of time in.
Because don't the numbers do manage. Matter to you guys?
No. I could give two.
Only in Lee County.
Didn't care.
He was pitching with hangovers. Yeah, he cared about numbers?
That was in St. Lucie County, so it was a little different than over in Lee County.
A little different.
St. Lucie. I guess in Lee County, if I didn't have a 50 or less, I was in
There's
big,
nothing
big
in St. Lucie.
There's a lot of golf courses.
It's the loss. If you don't have gas.
And there's a Miller's Ale House, too.
Yes. If you don't have gas.
Get hammered over there.
If you don't have gas, get it before you got to get to Point St. Lucie because I think it's 40 miles.
They still have High Line down there.
Do they?
Yeah.
I always wanted to go to one of those.
High Line?
Yeah.
Connecticut used to be huge.
Oh, well, I used to always go in Connecticut to High Line.
Milford,
I have
Bridgeport, Hartford.
Did Lee County have it, Pat? Did they have High Line?
I got an email. It says it was the Lee County High Line Club.
Lee County
the
Lee High County Line.
They throw those over 100 miles.
There you go.
We have to do a show from Lee County. Hey, remember to support life-saving cancer research. Join us and our generous partner, Pierce Phelps Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. Make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research today at 975thefanatic.com/AACR. Even if you're in Lee County listening on the
app. That's the next Philly sports trip. Lee County.
This one's for Lee County.
Woo! We're going to let cancer research saves lives. Thanks, Rick. We'll look forward to Go Sixers. More on Cuz Radio coming your way. We'll be back Friday on our first vacation weekend preview show. Don't miss it. John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.